From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Korea considers new military help from the U.S. A South Korean official says his government is discussing what additional assets might be deployed on the Korean Peninsula. The French news agency and South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported such assets might include the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, B-2 bombers, nuclear-powered submarines, and F-22 stealth fighter jets. The Pentagon on Monday refused to discuss specifics. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan met Monday for discussions on ways to bring peace to Afghanistan, which has been fighting Taliban insurgents for more than a decade. Pakistan is hosting the talks. Representatives of the Taliban itself, with differing factions, did not attend. Afghanistan and Pakistan are publicly disagreeing on the way forward. Pakistan says preconditions to talks with the Taliban would be counterproductive. Afghanistan says it is essential to first distinguish which factors of the Taliban are willing to talk and which are not. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for 4 suicide attacks in Iraq Monday. At least 32 people were killed in the attacks. Gunmen sprayed bullets at shoppers before blowing themselves up inside a Baghdad shopping mall in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. A car bomb exploded on a Baghdad street not far from the mall. 2 bombs blew up outside a cafe in the town of Muqtadiya, northeast of Baghdad. South African Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius has appealed to the country's constitutional court for a last-ditch attempt to overturn his murder conviction for killing his girlfriend. Pistorius has been out on bail, awaiting a new sentence since early last month. This is VOA News.